News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Happy Friday at 7:06 in the morning, May the 23rd. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Here with, of course, Linda. Good morning,
Good
Linda.
Morning, everybody. And seems like our chat room is, it's working.
It's working.
So happy to see this beautiful Friday. 63 degrees in the downtown studios. That's the current temperature, folks. Going to be partly sunny today with temperatures around 92. Mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 62. It looks like tomorrow, Saturday, is around 93 and Sunday's 94. It's a beautiful warm day for Memorial Day weekend, of course. All the festivities going on, and we're going to be talking with you this morning about a couple events that we want to invite you to join us at. Well, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Pro, where our customers are warm friends. Let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute right now with our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondek. What's happening on Wall Street, Chris?
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 37 points at 16,580. The S&P 500 adding 2 points at 1894, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 8 points at 4163. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is on the light side at 87 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Hewlett-Packard up $1.78 at $33.57, Bank of America adding 3 cents at $14.74, Pfizer off 8 cents at $29.58, and Ford's up 11 cents at $16.02. A local interest, PG&E's down a dime at $44.51. Home Depot's also off a dime at $78.68, and North Valley Bank is unchanged at $21.45. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.53%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.34%. Oil's up 28 cents a barrel at $104.01. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $1.70 an ounce at $12.91.80. Silver's off 6 cents at $19.40. This is Chris Lasondek of the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, 9:10 right here. Looking for financial freedom, looking for what to do with your investments? Well, you check them out on Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call, 243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, on the phone is Congressman Doug LaMoffa. Good morning, Congressman.
How you doing?
You're not as excited as we are.
Where are you?
Are you in church? Are you in church or something? I mean, you sound pretty quiet there.
So you don't want to wake anybody up.
No, I'm still on Mars time, so I got home last night, so we're just kind of easing into things.
Hey, thank you for joining us for a few minutes this morning. And this is your speech yesterday on the floor was truly great. Talking about what's happening, you know, in the VA, the fact that, you know, the scandals that just keep erupting every day, but the one that you all have and the one you were addressing in Oakland, can you tell our listeners about that?
Sure. It's, you know, it's available on YouTube as well.
Yeah, we're going to put a link to that.
Okay, good. It's just been a long time coming, Carl and Linda. We've been building the case for this for a long time, and you can't just go off, you know, half-cocked when you make assertions like this. So what it's taken is just a tremendous effort by members of my staff and some great helpers in the Oakland VA office there. We have some whistleblowers, some folks that are just appalled by this, but they've been intimidated by upper management to not come forward to do this, you know, for fear of, you know, whatever. And so, but we've been able to bring them along, convince them, like, look, we will work with you. We're not going to blow this up or expose your name or any of this. And so a little at a time, we've been able to get this. And finally, this, with the tide going nationally, too, where there's enough tension being focused on this, that the incompetence and the corruptness we're seeing in Oakland and we're seeing in other facilities and district offices around the country is coming to a head. And so I wanted to help.
Well,
you know, launch another blow yesterday on what's happening in Oakland. It's not on just the health side, but it's also on the benefit side. You know, they talk about the secret list in Arizona. Our guys can't even get to the secret list because they hide the files. They get rid of information. They don't get around to looking at, you know, 14,000 files, some of them as old as 1994, sitting in a broom closet. Then they moved it from the broom closet to the hallway near the director's office. And it's just... it's amazingly appalling, and
it's criminal.
And I don't even have enough words for it. It's just so. The speech yesterday was just to line out partly what's been going on with that. We had several letters submitted by VA staff in Oakland, where they're talking about how emotional it is for them to read this stuff and to know that they can barely do much to help because of what's being put down by top management there or higher up in, you know, in the chain. And, you know, it mostly gets them, makes them sick, because you do have people that are compassionate, and many of them are former, you know, are members of the military or they're veterans themselves. So they got into it to not just for a job, but also to help their colleagues. And so we were able to help spotlight that yesterday with this great info, and it certainly doesn't end here. I mean, we're going to continue to press forward and demand this accountability and, you know, make sure the cases we're handling are getting attention, but that should be the standard for everybody.
It should be. And you know what? We applaud the fact that, and I know Aaron and many in your like you said, in your staff have been working on this for months.
Over a year.
It is over a year now. It's over a year now. And the fact that the Oakland VA is, you know, deny until they die type of process with them. And this
shows you how entrenched a government bureaucracy is, because we haven't hesitated really a bit, other than, I mean, we have to stay within certain lines of what ethics tells you.
Right,
you know, on how you conduct yourself as an office. I mean, I could be using a lot stronger language and, you know, swinging a lot bigger clubs if the emotional part of me was down doing things. But,
yeah. You
know, civil servants have protections, right, Carl? And this manifests itself with we did a bill this week to give, you know, Shinseki and others more authority to fire incompetent VA, you know, lower level. Or just under him, directors or others that just aren't getting the job done. Why did it take a law in the year 2014 passed by the House to give the tools to the very top people to have the ability to fire incompetent people when they see
them? You know, and, you know, they're talking about 450 senior staff members that they can get a hold of, and this was a bipartisan bill that passed 390-33. I mean, this, you know, this was also co-written with a Democrat, I believe, I'm not sure, co-sponsored with a gentleman out of California too. And then, from what I understand, it went into the Senate, and it went into, oh, we're just going to hold this.
Yeah, the socialist senator from up in the Northeast, Sanders, says, oh, we got to have, you know, slow this down, have a hearing in June about it, which, you know, all right, you want to have a hearing, right? Except it's a very simple bill, and it should be obvious to anybody that we got a giant problem here.
Even when they go
through a process of starting to review people for firing,
it's
not going to be just a big slam dunk. So all this does is open up and streamline a little bit. So that ought to be just a red flag for anybody. This is what it takes to straighten out your government, whether it's in the school system, whether it's in any level or any department, that get a government job and you're untouchable, I guess, forever, no matter how bad of a job or what kind of stuff you're inflicting upon.
When we have a couple minutes, I'll tell you about a horror story from back from headquarters, Marine Corps, and civilian workers back there and what it takes. Hey, our guest calling in here has been Congressman Doug Emhoff. Congressman, I know how busy you are, and we so much appreciate you calling in and giving us a lowdown on what happened and where this is going, and we applaud you on this Memorial Day weekend of taking up the flag for the veterans, which a lot of people give lip service to, but then they don't put it on the line for them. So we appreciate this.
Well, the first thing yesterday morning we did was a really somber, but something we were actually quite inspired to do was we had a trip with several of us, bipartisan freshman members of the House went out to Arlington yesterday morning and had a special wreath labeled by the freshman members of the 113th Congress. So we were able to go out and lay that at Section 60 at Arlington. And so that's kind of what I drew upon a little bit to go and make that speech later today, And so, that going into the Memorial Day weekend now, we just, I think we have a little wind in our sails, and I hope our veterans that are listening or saw or whatever media they've taken it in on will see that, we shouldn't give up. We shouldn't just think that our government's going to leave us behind and deny us that there's folks out there fighting across the country, me, my office, but many of my colleagues from other districts too that are completely outraged by this, and we're not going to stop until we get to the bottom and get it straightened out.
I promise you, the veterans up here in the North State and on KCNR, we will not go into the darkness lightly. We will fight all the way.
I know you all. I know you don't. So it's just amazing that they fought hedgerow to hedgerow in numerous wars over the years, rooting out the enemy, and that we have to fight hedgerow to hedgerow over each filed piece of paper or each department or each bureaucrat or each new bureaucrat that comes in that doesn't know what the old one did.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to put them on our backs and fight through the hedgerows of a government maze bureaucracy. I mean, they shouldn't have to be going through this battle. It should be pretty straight, cut and dried is what they should be. So anyway,
we so much appreciate you calling. We're going to put a link to your speech on the website. Plus, I'm going to be blogging today on reading.com, and I'll put that link in there also.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes.
You bet. Thank you so much, Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
All right, Ray, we're going to take a quick break here. We're here with Haven Humane, too. Get our pet of the week.
Spencer and our pet of the week.
Yes, and she's a beauty. We'll be
very
right back.
Very well behaved.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dog-a-thon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boots Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rocket. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
At Second Amendment, Inc., we agree with Thomas Jefferson, who said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." Show your patriotic support for our right to keep and bear arms by wearing apparel made only in America. Second Amendment, Inc. merchandise is available at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane, Signstation Sign Shop on Alfreda Way, right across from Lowe's, or online at SecondAmendmentInc.com. That's SecondAmendmentInc.com.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
If we're not talking about it.
Yeah, you know what? What other station has Congressman Doug LaMalfa on talking about a bill he passed and another VA scandal, and his men and women are tearing apart.
They better.
On their show the day after it happens. Okay, that's right here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. They are the nutrition experts in all of Northern California.
I was in there yesterday.
Oh, you know, we're in there all the time. Mm-hmm. In-store delis, 4 nutritionists on the staff, classes on health and raw food, diet, everything is there at Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Also, amazing foods for life. You want that quick little gluten-free mix. They've got it.
Getting better and better.
They do. It's your center for a healthy lifestyle.
7:22 in the morning. It's currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. And our pet of the week is here with Spencer.
Okay. Spencer, speak.
Good morning.
Haven Humane, we want to shout out to how hard you all work, first of all. All of you, we visited the Haven Humane recently and, went again on a tour. And we know how hard and committed the volunteers are and the staff that works at Haven Humane. So we have Pet of the Week every Friday morning here. And who do we have today, Spencer? Good morning and welcome to our show again.
Good morning. This morning I brought Sandy with me. Sandy is got to be one of the best dogs I think I brought. And I know I say that almost every time.
You say that a lot, yes.
I do, but this one, I truly mean that. I mean, just
every dog you bring in and cat is pretty special. Yeah. I mean, because you handpick them. So, you know what? You can probably say that.
Well, Sandy's a good hang. I mean, she knows her name.
Yeah.
She turned right around and looked at me. She's got a beautiful coat.
We have her as a 5-year-old lab mix. She's about a yellow in color. I think that's why we call her Sandy. It's a little kind of dirty yellowish color.
She looks like a lab. Mm-hmm. All right.
She looks like a lab.
She looks loyal like a lab.
She definitely is. She does attach herself to people.
Oh, I see that now.
She's my buddy. I mean, I could let go of the leash and walk out the door, and she'll follow me right down the street. Like, hey, where are you going, buddy?
Yeah.
And, I mean, she knows all of her basic commands. She does great with other dogs. I introduced her to her office cats this morning. They weren't too fond of her, but she didn't mind them at all.
Well, how big is she?
Sandy, I would say she's 50 to 70 pounds, somewhere right in between there.
She's laying down right now. She's very quiet. She's very friendly. Comes over, sniffs your hand. Doesn't try to lick your face.
And very calm,
too.
And let's just say this right now. She's not a drooler.
No. Okay, she did blow a bubble earlier, though.
Well, that's okay. That's cute.
It's because you were feeding
her. But drooling
her.
And having that constant walk around with a napkin for the drool is not okay.
No.
But so she's been here all morning, and She hasn't made a sound. She's just adorable.
She is. We were driving down the freeway on our way here, and I rolled down her window just a little bit, and she managed to stick her whole head out the window, and her cheeks are just flapping in the wind, and she was just as happy as could be.
Have you ever wondered why a dog will stick its face out into the wind and just be blown like that, but if you blow into a dog's face, they don't like it?
I have wondered that, and it's just odd.
You think it's our breath? It's not doggy breath?
Maybe it's because it's their choice.
Okay, maybe that's it.
They want to do it. They don't want you to. Yeah.
Okay, I'm doing it to you. You don't like it either. Okay. How do we get Sandy?
Sandy's already gone over to Bob, you know, behind the control.
Which now we question her intelligence.
But the thing is, that's not. But the thing is I want to say this to our listeners. You know, when you see dogs' behavior, she's at that stage where she does not have to have her face in every little wire and every little thing. You always worry about that. Are they going to go chew this up? Are they going to go, you know, because when we brought
she's
Snooki
in your purse.
Over here.
Well, just kidding.
Anyway, so I like the fact that, you know, she knows her place.
That's the great thing about older dogs is when you look at a puppy, you never know what you're going to get. You don't know what their personality is going to be. Sandy's 5 years old. She's set in her ways.
She's not changing.
She already knows all of her commands. This is who she's going to be for the rest of her life.
She is a good dog. If I had a large place, mm-hmm. This is the kind of dog I'd get. She is obviously a friendly, quiet dog. Anyway, how does somebody get Sandy? How does somebody bring Sandy into their life?
All you'd have to do is swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road. We're open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 5 to view the animals, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
All right. And by the way, Mark Story, who is the CEO out at Haven Humane, is going to be out at IGO, Northern California Veterans Cemetery, on Monday when they have the Memorial Day services. He's going to be the master of ceremonies out there.
Oh, so, fantastic.
Of course, he's a U.S. Air Force veteran and a friend of ours, and we're happy to say that. So, Spencer, you do a great job as usual.
Thank you.
Thanks for waiting for the congressman.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Okay. Thanks, Spencer.
All right. Now, Spencer, stand up.
Adopt Sandy over the weekend. I think that Memorial Day, it's a great time. I know it's hot season. You don't think about that. But if you have a yard and you have acreage and you're looking for, a bigger dog that's loyal.
Great Lake dog.
Great Lake dog. And also a great probably watchdog already. Yeah. Okay. Somebody walked in the front door.
And she's looking around the corner.
Like, who are you? And I think if you saw her face, she'd be like,
look at the way she's doing it. Yeah. That head's down. She's looking around that corner. She's like, you know what?
She's protective.
Do I get Spencer out here? Okay, buddy. Look at that. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you. You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Does she sleep pretty well?
She sleeps great. Loads up great into vehicles. Well. Perfect dog for a family.
Well, speaking of sleeping great, last night I slept great on my Sleep Number mattress.
Didn't wake up at 3:30 in the morning.
No, I didn't. Just slept all the way through. Even when the train goes by at 3:30,
yeah, bye-bye.
With the all that kind of stuff.
I think sometimes the engineers are or conductors are mad that they're up.
That's right.
Yeah. They decide, okay, I'm driving through the middle of Reading. Yeah. I'm going to lay on that horn.
You know, sometimes it's other times it's they start on the outskirts. They start in Anderson, and they work their way all the way through to Burney or Dunsmuir.
You can throw a rock to the road.
My sleep number setting is 40, and yours is?
Well, I did 45 last night.
45 last night. Maybe that was it. Anyway, our sleep number bed, how much is a good night's sleep worth? 8 hours of sleep? How much is that worth to you? Well, you can get it on your sleep number bed. And right now, they are having a huge sale. Memorial Weekend Savings, where all beds are on sale, starting at just $649.99 for a C2 Queen mattress. You can't beat that. And where are they? They're in the Target Shopping Center, my friends. Give them a call at 223-2300 to Brian or Janice, or even better, just stop by and see them at 1315 Churn Creek Road. They're in the Target Shopping Center. Sleep Number, made in America, guaranteed. Consumer Reports, number one mattress.
Okay, don't be confused, because when you say the Target Shopping Center, it's not in the strip where the Target store is. You have, when you drive in, there's a McDonald's. They're behind the McDonald's in that other strip mall next to the vitamin shop.
You know what? Our listeners are so smart.
They do have sleep experts.
They can find it.
They have pillows. Like, are you a stomach sleeper? We had to talk about that. Stomach sleeper, sleeper.
We've got another sleep expert we can bring in again.
Yeah.
You know, last time he was on for like about half an hour. What a great, he had so much information about sleeping. Okay.
When you think that you spend six to seven, you know, maybe eight, some of you five, on your back in bed. That's a long time every single day. That's more, you know, it's the same amount of time that you have on your feet while you're awake and up. So it's very important to, we're going on about that. You've got some tickets in your hands. We have a lot of stuff going on this morning.
A lot of announcements to make today.
Okay.
At 9:30, the service for Mike Wiley, veteran advocate, is being held up at Northern California Veteran Cemetery in Igo. I would invite anybody that if you want to pay your final respects to a man who's done so many things for our veterans, it's a good time to do it today. I'm going to try and get up there right after the show. The other thing, Gorilla Bites, one of our favorite places that closed down, is now opening again.
Oh, really?
This woman and family who just loved eating there came up from San Francisco all the time, said, I can't stand to think it's closed. So she's opening it up
again. In the same location?
Same location.
Oh, we love
that. She talked
to
Brian, and it's families to reopen the downtown eatery,
yes.
Gorilla Bites. New owners were big fans. You know what? Good news on the record Searchlight.
Let me tell you what's great about that, because you know what happens, especially because Nancy's House of Yoga is right there. And, you know, after you do yoga and you can walk down actually from work or the yoga, it's nice to go someplace where you know you can get a natural smoothie that's healthy for you. You can have, healthy minded lunch. And, I'm so grateful that that's happening, because that was, I think, a big loss for a lot of people that you couldn't just walk down there and get a healthy lunch. So congratulations. That's just great news. That makes my day.
Well, you know, it is me too. So, it's one of those things that you like to hear. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after this. We've got the Strawberry Festival. They're coming in. You know, you got to love that. And then later on, we have Simpson. And, you know, one of the big things we're going to talk about Simpson is campus safety. You hear so much going on about campus safety. Well, how safe is a campus? Is the campus? What do people do? What are they trained for there? And then also about the special events they have out there. It's another way that Simpson is pushing out the fact that they are Simpson, not at Reading, but Simpson University is in Reading. All right, we'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Creason's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue is your local, family-owned and family-operated complete sleep headquarters with the largest mattress inventory in the North State, featuring Organipedic by OMI, the purest latex mattress made, the Spring Air and HD line, the only mattress with a 20-year non-pro-rated warranty, and now featuring the AH Beard Luxury line with over 100 years of experience producing high-quality, handcrafted mattresses with pressure-relieving full-body orthopedic support. Creason's also carry a large selection of adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets, mattress pads, and the large largest organic and regular pillow selection in town. Cresson's carry more in-stock inventory than any store in the North State and provide same-day delivery. You'll find the very best prices every day at Cresson's. Plus, you always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Cresson's 60-night comfort guarantee only at Cresson's Mattress Gallery. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery, home of the best price and the best selection. Remember, your waking hours are only as good as your last night's sleep.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yum! Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 735. The reason I'm saying yum is because at the break, you know, we love our Fridays. We got to talk, Carl, but get my mouth watering.
This is, we're here with, welcome back, first of all.
KCNR 1460.
Hey, you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you, our friends, and I'm talking about that, our friends from Four Winds Jewelry. You know, you have Leonard out there and with great, great, great deals on jewelry of
absolutely
all kinds, estate jewelry. The only trained watch repairman in town is right there that can get all your watches fixed. You know, if you're looking for a specific type of ring, necklace, a bracelet, anything, brooch, go see Leonard at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. What a great guy he is, honest, has great deals, and can find anything that you could possibly want if he doesn't have it in his store. Four Winds Jewelry, give him a call, 222-2750, or again, 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. All right, we're here with Jim Davis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you want me to hold that for you, Jim?
No, hold it. Thank you.
You want that arm?
I got trifocals.
Well,
good.
First of all, let me just give a visual. We walk in, we just had Pet of the Week leave, and we take a break, and in comes three people, one of which was Jim, and opened up their cooler and just gave us this huge, fabulous strawberry shortcake, strawberries on top of ice cream. Well, you can imagine. So at the break, I'm eating that, thinking, oh, my God, this is so good. So here we are back on the air, and I can hardly talk because my mouth's watering from how delicious the strawberries are.
Well, thank you. We believe in dessert first.
Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. Woo! It's going to be tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about this, Jim.
Well, this is the 73rd year, and we're the oldest civic event in Shasta County, first of all. Tomorrow morning, we will have the breakfast with the Happy Valley 4-H Club. We'll be putting on that. And then all the way through the day, we have arts and crafts booths, food and drinks, continuous entertainment, children's activities, Little Miss Strawberry Pageant and Talent Show, Magician and Horse Rides, Veterans Military Display and Sensory Safari, Classic Cars Antique Tractor Club, and once again, free admission, free parking, off-street parking. And we're looking forward to seeing you all out there.
Now, you're talking about a lot of shortcake.
A lot of shortcake.
1,200 shortcakes.
That's right. And 103-gallon ice cream. So we're going to be busy.
So you've got, it's 300 gallons of ice cream.
Correct.
And 315 pounds of strawberries.
Exactly. And we have a lot of volunteer help out there that's going to be dishing that up for you folks.
That's right. Strawberries are going to be served from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. or?
No, actually, yeah, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. until they're gone.
Until they're gone. So it could be later or it could be sooner. And it's going to be a hot day tomorrow.
Right.
This is a great time.
So
everybody has a great time.
So tell me right now, as we're looking at this, you know, eventually we're going to have our little cameras back up here in the studio. When we're looking at these strawberries, how long does it take to pick the strawberries, one of the buckets that you have there with just massive amounts of great fresh strawberries, to chop them and make, what do you put in them?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not in charge of that area. We have more individuals that are
that's a lot of time
culinary quality than I have.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I'm going to say
but they are good.
It's fantastic.
This is really good.
My mouth's still water. I can't.
You know, last year
I need to stop eating. Is why we're talking because
last year the Bob was standing out there. And they put three of them out. Well, the Bob ate one in 2 minutes.
They're that good.
This was the part, though. Then you went and ate the second one. This is 3 pounds of strawberries.
Which unfortunately turned out to be yours.
Yes, yeah. Right. You'll never look to get that.
No, I won't. You know, it's one of those things that you'll almost run the unemployment line. And first of all, how could you eat 6 pounds of this? This has got to be a pound and a half, right?
It's pretty large.
Okay, so when you go, is this the traditional size of... When somebody comes to get their, what's it called, the Strawberry Delight? What's the name of it, actually?
Well, it's just strawberry shortcake.
Okay.
And it is this size. So what you're experiencing is
you
the same for everybody.
It's you can feed a family of four.
Well, yeah. Exactly. Right.
Lumberjack
right.
size. So, again, how many years has the Strawberry Festival been in existence?
This is the 73rd year. We've had some breaks because of expansion and the war and so on and so forth, but 73 years.
Wow.
And so this is, when they call it the Strawberry Festival, this is, I guess what people would say, the season when strawberries
correct.
Come in. It's like your harvest time.
Yes. So we've got, like I said, we have a lot of good food, good vendors, and we're looking forward to serving everybody.
Do you make money there?
We do. We distribute grants to the schools. Civic organizations.
That's what I wanted to get out.
Correct.
All the proceeds go and stay in the
exactly.
area, and they
correct.
Go back to the schools and the civic organizations.
Yes, yes.
You're not using this to buy a new Maserati.
Not this year, no.
Okay, all right.
But
just
you do
sure.
have a Classic Cars and Antique Tractor Club.
We do have. They show up and put on a great show, a lot of neat cars, neat tractors.
Linda came in the other day on RFD TV. I was watching the Classic Tractor, and she just sat there for a while and watched me watch it. She goes, I didn't know you were into tractors. I said, frankly, I never thought you could ever actually have a nationwide TV show on this that plays every week.
Exactly. They're all over the country. It's interesting.
So this is a great, again, this is the 24th, which is going to be Saturday, tomorrow, actually
correct.
Tomorrow.
Correct.
Gosh, it's one of those days that you go in and you have magicians and horse rides and entertainment throughout the day.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about your military display and what's the Sensory Safari?
Sensory Safari is a they bring out a large trailer that has different animals and it's kind of like you're able to see them firsthand and experience what some of how shall I put it?
Just, the educational aspect.
Yeah, it's educational.
We've
correct.
Seen that before, and that's what I wanted to see, if that was the same mobile. It's like a very large moving display, if
correct,
you will.
Correct.
And it is. It is an educational display of the different animals and where they come from, and it's not just like a stuffed head on the wall.
Right. And correct. And the veterans' military display, normally, I don't know what we have this year. I didn't follow that. But they have a helicopter they bring out. They have some of the transport vehicles, so on and so forth, to, so the kids get an idea as to what the military
right.
system was about.
Okay. All of this on Saturday up in Happy Valley, and it starts at 9 a.m. till 5 p.m., all different types of events and rides and – not rides, but
what's
events
the price
and everything.
Of admission?
Free. It's free.
Free admission.
It's
free parking.
Oh, my God.
And all the money that they raise for all these vendors and everything, that they comes back goes back into the community, back
correct.
Into the schools. And strawberry shortcake will be served from 9 a.m. till 10 – I'm sorry, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. or until the strawberries run out.
Exactly.
Oh, my
which
gosh.
Could be at noon.
Yeah, it could be at noon.
It could be at noon.
And if the gentleman here eats two of them, we may run out quicker.
Well, you know, we had to take him to the hospital after that.
Well, you don't want to miss the Little Miss Strawberry Pageant and Talent Show as well. So thanks so much for joining us, and we're looking
Jim
forward
Davis.
To yeah, yeah, absolutely. Happy Valley Strawberry Festival this Saturday. That's tomorrow from 9 till 5. Again, where's the location?
It is on Happy Valley Road. You asked me that.
Well, it's just Happy Valley Road.
Happy Valley Road.
Happy Valley is not that large. If you can't find the Strawberry Festival out there, you do not deserve to be listening to this station.
Look for the traffic.
Because mainly you couldn't even know, you wouldn't be able to turn on the radio. All right, just follow the strawberry. Follow the smell of strawberry. You know, the Bob will be out there. Follow him trotting down the road. All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right.
We look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, same here. Wish you a great, successful event.
All right. Thank you.
We'll be right back. We got a lot. We're going to give away tickets. We've got a lot of things we want to talk about. VA, Cornegal, and a couple other things.
Let me take you down, because I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Ladies, if you have an event this summer and want something new and fresh to wear, go to the Frugal Dame, located at 3304A Bocelli Lane, or call Lori for an appointment at 999-3020. The Frugal Dame offers dress rentals for any shape, size, or event. Men can rent a unique Western tuxedo for those outside events. Call the Frugal Dame. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame, where you can look like $1 million for just a few bucks.
We've all become familiar with the lack of representation from our federal and state government, but shouldn't it be different with our local officials?
Hi, I'm Butch Schaefer, running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 5. If you're frustrated with the lack of response and representation from your local government official, with your vote, I will change that. I will work to streamline county fees to make new jobs available through small businesses, not more government, and increase safety through law enforcement and fire protection.
On the 3rd of June, I'm voting for Butch Schaefer for Supervisor District 5. Hi, I'm Gary Cressy. I've lived and worked in the Reading area since 1952. I've never met a more qualified candidate than Butch Schaefer. 12 years on the City Council in Anderson, 3 terms as mayor, 15 years on the Anderson Fire District Board, former president of the California State Marshal Association, currently on the Anderson Union High School School Board. Ethics and honesty are Butch Schaefer's rules of life. Please vote for Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5. Thank you.
I'm Butch Schaefer, a man of the people, asking for your vote for Supervisor District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:47 in the morning. It's 63 degrees out there. Phone lines are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by our good friends at Tobacco and Brew. You know, they've got these special cigars out there, the Psycho 7 cigars, which have received 90 points out of a possible 100 in the Cigar Aficionado magazine. Great smokes. And they also have the new H. Upman, the banker. And for Father's Day, they want their customers to know that with the purchase of a Zippo lighter or humidor, you can get into a drawing for a Zippo man's watch, the Zippo man's watch. Veterans always get discounts, and it's Memorial Day. It's not just on Memorial Day weekend that they get discounts. They get discounts all the time. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. You know, Joe and Shelley do so much for this community. You know, it's one thing to just say, oh, yeah, we support our community. And it's another thing to give time, to give money, to give themselves to this community. And they do in a thousand different ways. These are people that are stalwarts in our community. I can't say enough about them. Joe and Shelley of Tobacco and Brew. They've got all types of things going on down there. You know, e-cigs, everything in the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's get going on some of these things. We have, by the way, I want to talk about Cornegal. Cornegal is the follow-up movie, documentary to Restrepo, the Academy Award-nominated movie. That was here in 2010. If you remember, in 2010, they played that movie here. And the thing about the movie was that we had one of the participants, one of the warriors. Restrepo was a story of a combat outpost in Afghanistan, and they followed the young men that were there in the battles up and down the valley there in the Cornegal Valley. And the movie was named after Doc Restrepo, one of the members of their platoon, of their unit that was killed there. One of the co-producers of this film was killed a year later in Syria in the fighting there while he was doing photography and that kind of work when he was making another movie, another documentary about the fighting in Syria. So they made this movie. They took some of the film that they hadn't used in Restrepo, but then they followed. They went back and found the young men who had fought in the battles there. And they came to them and interviewed them and followed them in their civilian lives. What impact it had on them, this combat, this war, this, you know, where they were at in Afghanistan. And they made this second documentary. And one of the young men that was in it, Tad Donahoe Jr., who was in the first movie, was also in this one. And Tad, when we showed this back in 2010, we filled up the Cascade Theater. And in that, he answered questions. He had a question, and we had a question and answer period. Well, we're doing the same thing for this one, for Cornegal. He's here. He's going to school at Shasta College, and we're going to have another question and answer period. But the thing is, it's going to be Sunday, this Sunday at 2 o'clock, and we're going to tickets are, I think, $10 $12, and $4 of each ticket goes to TAPS, which is an organization that helps those families who've lost their people, tragedy assistance programs for survivors who lost their loved ones to combat. So all of this is going to start at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Cascade Theater. Please give them a call, get your tickets, because it was like last time, it was sold out and people couldn't get in.
What time does it start again?
2 o'clock.
Okay.
So, all right. Now
we did, you know what? We did.
Somebody called in.
Well, we have the Strawberry Festival guys on. We're very excited about that. It's tomorrow. Somebody called in and said, do you have tickets? Well, the guy that was Jim that was on went to our sister station over there and I guess forgot to give us these. So he just came in with two tickets for the, that is for tomorrow. We'll get you one serving of strawberry shortcake plus free parking, $7. It's a $7 ticket. So if you were to go and not have tickets, I guess if you wanted the strawberry shortcake in a park, that's what it's going to cost you. So that we have two tickets for that. Give us a call here, 605-4567, and we'll get those to you.
That's right. Somebody called about tickets. We thought, well, it's free. Why they wouldn't have tickets, but they do. So 605-4567, and you get two tickets to the Strawberry Festival, which means you get free strawberry shortcake. And I tell you what, it's 3 pounds of just happiness. All right. Okay, what else is going on here?
You have to come by the station to pick these up. We'll have them in your name at the front there. So.
You know, the two things. One is I'm really glad that that the councilman or that the congressman came on today talking about what's happening with the VA, because frankly, 26 more investigations opened up in the Veterans Administration. Shinseki, it's time for him to go. Yeah, he's obviously not able to handle this bureaucratic monstrosity. He's been there for 5 or 6 years. It's not working. Shinseki is one of the favorites of Obama because Shinseki said that he didn't agree with the way the war in Iraq was being fought. Now, Obama was briefed on all this in 2008, and here it is 6 years later, and nothing has happened. I mean, he was briefed on the fact there were secret lists. He gives lip service to the veterans, which is even worse than, you know what, if just stand up and say, hey, look, really, frankly, I don't give a damn about you guys. Why don't you know, in fact, I thought it was a good idea that you should use your own insurance to pay for your wounds, if you remember that one, which he did say. And you can, even Snopes said that. Does he really care about the people that he sends off to fight? I don't think so. I think possibly is that it's just a nuisance over here. That all the money that's being taken out of the veterans programs and the active duty military and going to illegals, going to entitlement programs, come on. Obviously, the president, if he cared, if this was really a priority, like he says every time he gets around the military, oh, you guys are a priority. You guys are, you men and women are a priority. If it was a priority, this wouldn't be happening. And here it is that Congress passes this bill to be able to replace high ranking bureaucrats in the system. And, you know, because right now you can't, they're untouchable. They're like minor deities. And the Senate decides to sit on it. Thank you very much, senators. Something has to be done. Write to your call a Boxer's office. Call Feinstein's office. Say it's time to go. Take care of our veterans. You're killing them off. Their veterans are committing suicide at one a day. One a day. And a lot of this is because they cannot get the treatments they get at the VA.
Hey, by the way, do you have... George... George Carlos, you won the tickets, and actually we're going to give you three.
We'll give you three tickets.
They gave us three, so we're giving you three. That means if you have a kid or a neighbor or something, you can bring them. So that will be at the front desk for you here at 1326 Market Street. Who do we have on at the 8 o'clock hour?
We have the Simpson University guys in here. They're going to be talking school security. And what they're going to be talking about, we can juxtapose this out to a lot of different places. And the fact that we have, that you can go and school security, things that a parent should know about security at universities and colleges when they go off. So there are security managers here, plus a few other people from Simpson. Again, Simpson University is in Reading, not at Reading. I mean, they are embedded in here. Let's go to the phones. BC.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl. And, hey, I just want to expand on if the rules of engagement aren't changed, and that's not just for high-level people, that's for anybody involved in any misconduct in our public service, and not just the vet system, it's every system.
Every system, that's
and
right.
I watched Bernie Sanders yesterday wave that bill around, and this pesky Republican sent in over a House bill that nobody had a chance to read. 2.5 pages of that thing. And if people are that gullible...
2.5 pages.
2.5 pages, and he's waving it around. This is incredible, but until those rules are changed, nothing's going to happen. You've got the post office burning $25 million a day, and they know they have 300,000 too many employees right now, and you can't touch them. Benghazi, IRS, NSA, nobody's held accountable in the public service because of the unions. Thanks, Carl.
BC, you're absolutely right. The fact is that it's because our elected officials did not have the testicular fortitude to go ahead with this thing. And for Bernie Sanders to take a 2-page bill and say, it's going to take us a couple of weeks, 3-4 weeks to study this. You know, Bernie, you're one of the people I'm concerned with. You could not find the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival if you were driving into Happy Valley. I mean, you're that's obviously over your head, Bernie. You know, how hard is this? Okay, you've got...
Well, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend, and I know that we'll be here Monday, but some people have that week off, the Monday off. And it's a big day for people to come out and celebrate. But there's a couple things that came across the internet that I thought I'd share with you this morning about foods. Because, of course, you know, lots of barbecuing going on. Foods that you definitely don't refrigerate. Number one, potatoes. Number two, onions. Number three, garlic. Number four, avocado. Here's one that I did not know, tomatoes. They could break down the cell walls and tomato flesh and causes them to become mushy and mealy. Do not, which is interesting, but here's one that you're going to love.
We put our tomatoes in.
I know, I'm not going to do it anymore. Okay. Here's one that I, in the bread, stone fruits, pastries. Here's one that we refrigerate, our hot sauce. Don't refrigerate your hot sauce. Not all hot sauces are created equal, but it's a vinegar-based hot sauce like Tabasco. You can almost always safely store it in the pantry for months on end. Cold weakens the flavor and changes the viscosity of the sauce, affecting the pour.
Okay.
Did you learn something just then? I hope so.
I did. Here's what I learned. We're almost at a break. We'll be right back. Yeah, I'll take all the hot sauces out of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And the tomatoes. All right, we'll be right back after these messages, and we'll have Simpson University on with a lot of interesting facts here on campus security and many more. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio station, more local talk radio than you can shake a stick at.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Fire officials say a wildfire in a scenic Arizona canyon south of Flagstaff, Arizona, now 5% contained. And Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Jim Driscoll says first responders are grateful to community members who've been preparing for a possible evacuation.
Nights of uncertainty, worrying, anxiety. It has to be really taking its toll on you.
The fire has burned more than 11.5 square miles in and around Oak Creek Canyon. Federal forecasters say a slower than usual hurricane season is expected this year because of an expected El Nino weather pattern. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Chief Catherine Sullivan.
A final factor in the outlook that is less conducive to hurricane activity is the expectation for near average sea surface temperatures in the Atlantic, which contrasts with the above-average temperatures we've seen in several past years.
Cooler temperatures on the surface of the Atlantic compared with recent years should lower the probability of hurricane formation. Sales of new U.S. homes recovered in April after slumping in the previous 2 months, but Americans are still buying new homes at an overall slower pace. Median sales price fell slightly, down by 2.1% over the past month, to an average nationwide of $275,800. Also at SRNnews.com, President Obama is pitching the United States as a destination spot for tourists, saying that foreign visitors help grow the economy.
When visitors come here, they don't just check out the hall. They rent cars, they stay in hotels, they eat at restaurants, and that means for upstate New York, the Baseball Hall of Fame is a powerful economic engine.
The president speaking yesterday at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown in New York. On Wall Street, the Dow's up about 50 points. This is SRN News.
Lumber Liquidators just bought millions of square feet of overstocked, top-quality flooring directly from the mills for their overstocked flooring sale going on now. I'm talking gorgeous, pre-finished hardwood for an unheard-of 89 cents a square foot. Their thickest and best Brazilian cherry laminate at 99 cents a square foot. Even all Morningstar bamboo is on sale. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now to find the store nearest you. They've got 20 months special financing available. But hurry, because the overstocked flooring sale ends Tuesday, May 27th.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Congress has voted to stop the NSA's bulk collection of telephone records.
The House has approved the USA Freedom Act, a watered-down measure that critics say doesn't go far enough to limit NSA spying. California's Zoe Lofgren.
This is not the bill that was reported out of the Judiciary Committee unanimously.
Let me be clear.
I wish this bill did more.
Wisconsin's James Sensenbrenner urging colleagues not to let the perfect become the enemy of the good.
The days of the NSA indiscriminately vacuuming up more data than it can store will end with the USA Freedom Act.
The law requires the government to get court approval for searches of phone databases, information that would be held by the phone companies. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Suzuki is recalling more than 184,000 small cars in the U.S. because the steering columns could catch fire. The recall covers Forenza models from 2004 through 2008 and Rito models from 2005 through 2008. This is SRN News. Another name in aviation history will disappear after the final flight of AirTran Airways, scheduled for December 28th.
The Atlanta to Tampa, Florida trip has been designated AirTran Flight 1 and will retrace the route taken by a predecessor airline's first flight in October 1993. At that time, it was known as ValueJet Airlines, a fast-growing, low-cost carrier which flew mostly in the eastern United States. The airline changed its name through a merger after a 1996 crash in the Everglades that killed all 110 people on board.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Federal environmental officials say they've reached a deal with Duke Energy to clean up its mess from a massive coal ash spill into the Dan River. The Environmental Protection Agency says it's finalized an enforceable agreement with the country's largest electricity company over a February 2nd spill that coated 70 miles of waterway. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Friday morning, May the 23rd. 8:06 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning.
Good morning to everyone, and happy to have you with us here as we launch another beautiful weekend here. A partly sunny day with temperatures around 92. We're going to have mostly cloudy temperatures tonight with around 62. And the weekend calls for a forecast on sunny Saturday around 93 and Sunday around 94. Great day to be out at the lake and to embrace Memorial Day. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated. They have senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Let's head to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondat. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into the last trading session of the week before the long weekend, and the markets are in positive territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 47 points at 16,589. The S&P 500 adding 6 points at 1898, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 11 points at 4165. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 147 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple up 82 cents at $608.09, Microsoft down 2 cents at $40.08, Facebook adding 33 cents at $60.85, and Netflix up $2.43 at $394.23. Of local interest, Safeway down 2 cents at $34.28, Tri-Counties Bank up 17 cents at $23.10, Harley-Davidson's down $1.28 at $70.36, and Sturm Ruger off $1.02 at $61.30. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.52%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33%. Oil is up 43 cents a barrel at $104.16. And precious metals are little changed, with gold down a penny at $1,293.49, while silver is off 2 cents at $1,944. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, 908 in the morning. You're looking for financial independence, looking for what to do with your investments. You couldn't do any better than checking them out at Wells Fargo Advisors. You're your neighbors, and they make great decisions, and they'll help you make great decisions. Give them a call, 243-7561. Stop by their offices at Park Marina Drive. Hey, Alliance Heating and Air has got this big deal going. It hasn't hit this week.
But it may next week.
But it may next week. But we're not sure. But Alliance Heating and Air is the day that it turns officially 100 degrees, and this can't be in your car or in your backyard. When it's officially 100 degrees, the first person that calls Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642 will have $100 donated to their favorite charity.
Can that happen, Martin, if that happens, if I turn 100 in my head?
No, I don't think so. Okay, this is Alliance
I've
Heating
been
and Air.
There.
But here's the thing. It's getting hot. If you don't have Alliance Heating and Air out checking your air conditioning systems, then you're going to be one of those people that can't find Happy Valley because it just makes common sense to have somebody like Alliance Heating and Air check your air conditioning system, make sure it's working, make sure it's running well, because if once it gets too hot, guess what? Everybody thinks about it then. Give them a call again, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Before we get to our guest, I'm going to talk a little bit about Memorial Day here. You know, everybody talks about the three-day holidays and barbecues and all this. Sometimes we forget what it's about. It is honoring our fallen. And the
what Memorial Day is about? It's remembering, right?
It's remembering.
It's memory of.
It's honoring so many of our heroes that have fallen in defense of this country and in our way of life. And sometimes we forget that. Sometimes it's just, oh, hey, we just get a day off. It's a three-day holiday.
And there's like a red, white, and blue stars around the sails. And Memorial Day, means a big sale at Macy's or something.
How about a big thank you to veterans and those who are serving? And so there's a lot of things happening on Monday. And out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery at IGO, it starts at 5:55 with a flyover, speeches, music, and POW MIA remembrance ceremonies. Mark Story will be who is the CEO of Haven Humane, will be the master of ceremonies. But they'll also have a Doug McConnell out here, who is a member of who is a great guy, heads of the cardiac services up at Shasta Regional, but a true patriot and somebody who was in the 101st Airborne. They were 101st Air Mobile now, the 101st Airborne.
And
a dear friend. I'll just rub that one in. A Memorial Day service again is at Anderson Cemetery, and it's a beautiful, beautiful service out there, ceremony out there. It starts at 11 o'clock at the Anderson Cemetery.
And you'll be speaking?
I have the honor to be speaking. There'll be several others out there, and I promise you, because it's going to be it's going to be warm in the morning, my speech will not be a long speech. It'll be one of thanking people. Of course, then there's one at the McDonald's Chapel. We'll have one at Memorial Day service at Ready Memorial Park off Continental Street. So, and it'll be another one in Bernie. Then, of course, on Friday, which is really Memorial Day, there'll be a wreath laying ceremony at the Shasta County Veterans, the Shasta County Veterans and Affiliated Council of the Veterans, will be at the Veterans Memorial Grove at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And that will be on Friday, at 11 a.m. Okay. Let me make sure. 11 a.m. Okay. Now, we are welcoming to our show today. We have Simpson University, who is stepping up in our community, and their new I think their new slogan, or at least this is what they're, you know, this is one of the things that they are doing, is it used to be Simpson University, at Redding, California. Now it's Simpson University in Redding, California, because you all are part of our community. And you're doing so many things to reach out in our community. And part of and we want to help with this, is having you all on so we can talk about what Simpson does and all the great things that are available out at Simpson. And today we're going to be talking with three diverse individuals here that will include some about food services, with things I never knew about, like being able to eat out at Simpson, if I can just, if we go out there. And then, of course, all the events that you have that's just not limited to Simpson. And then we're going to finish up with campus security, which is a huge, huge thing right now in the United States.
So the three gentlemen with us this morning are Paul Davis, Ed Schneider, and Wayne Harris. The two men at the microphone right now is our Paul Davis, who's the conference service manager, and our executive chef director of dining services, Wayne Harris.
And E.D. Schneider will be coming up right after that. So
he's in the room. We just having to switch out the mic.
Wayne, let's talk with the director of dining services. I know this, some people go, oh, dining services. Oh, no, this can be exciting.
It is exciting. You know, we At Simpson University, we feed about, during the school year, about 1,000 people a day, you know, a combination of students, faculty, staff, and public. We're also open to the public. A lot of people are not aware of that, but we are. We're open during the school year from 7:30 in the morning till 7 in the evening. We do a breakfast, lunch, and dinner service. We do some services in between those meals where you can come in and make panini sandwiches, salad bar, coffee service. We also operate the on-campus coffee shop, the Bean Scene. So that's open 5 days a week during the school year, and sometimes on the weekends during the school year also if we have special events. So
here you are, the executive chef of a university. What's your background? How did that tell us a little bit about your story of how you got from where you decided I'm going to really be in the food industry?
Well, it started years ago. My father owned and operated a restaurant, and so after going to school for something completely unrelated and in the interim looking for a job, I went to work for him and fell in love with cooking. And then I went out to Shasta College and took some classes and kind of built a foundation of culinary experience, and just worked my way through several different types of businesses throughout my career. I've worked nice hotels, a variety of restaurants, and I was working at a small Italian, chefing a small Italian restaurant when I put an application in for a place called Chartwell's, and I had no idea it was at Simpson University, and I liked it. It was very attractive to me. The hours were very attractive. The environment is very attractive. If you come from a small restaurant background and you go to a place like Simpson University to work, it's a very intriguing environment.
Oh, I think it's a positive environment.
Yeah. Very positive. Very positive.
People are going places. Yeah. They want to open their minds. They want to again. It just feels good when people are moving forward.
Absolutely, and so that was a big attraction for me to move into food service, university school dining.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guests are from Simpson University. That was Wayne Harris, who is running the culinary experience.
Had no idea
Simpson.
You were open to the public. That was something
that was one of the things
fabulous I learned today.
Talk about it for a couple minutes when we get back. Is that you've got all different types of foods here too?
Absolutely.
I mean, you got a full menu. And then we're going to be talking with Paul Davis, who is a conference service manager, and I think it's really important when you realize how many things happen at Simpson University and on all the things that you all are open to be able to support the community. And then, of course, E.D. Schneider, who is director auxiliary services, but the campus security and campus safety. And I've got questions about campus safety and security, as I'm sure many people do, especially now at this time of the year when they're getting ready to send their children off to colleges and universities, because the information you have is probably universal for something you can tell the kids. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Are you striving to live a healthy lifestyle? Eating healthy, working out, sleeping on a toxic-laden memory foam mattress?
Don't be fooled by the claims that there are no organic mattress stores in the Reading area. If you suffer from headaches, allergies, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or seizures, the solution may well be a toxic-free sleep zone. Your waking hours can only be as good as your last night's sleep. Locally manufactured in Northern California, the Organipedic mattress by OMI uses only sanitized organic raw materials to produce the purest sleep system available. In fact, if you find a purer mattress anywhere, we'll give you ours for free. Now you can sleep on the most comfortable two-sided latex mattress and the purest Organipedic by OMI. From their 100% natural rubber latex mattress to the classic OMI innerspring mattress, you can now sleep safe in a toxic world with your Organipedic mattress from Creason Sleep Gallery. Locally owned and operated since 1994, Creason's Mattress Gallery is your complete sleep headquarters and carries organic sheets and pillows. Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Good morning, 68 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you guys doing today? It's Memorial Day weekend, and we hope that you come out and join us for one of the events. And again,
we're going to be, we'll be in Anderson, of course, because we're speaking on Monday. And then we're going to try and be back out there for at the IGO for that evening, too. So, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. John Bastiani is doing something. I can tell you about the great service he has and how he can fix any type of gun. He's got any type of gun you could possibly want and ammo there, of course. But John is also doing something for veterans. And what he's doing is he's raffling off a Colt Python 357 revolver that is just, I tell you what, is just a beautiful, it's an icon of revolvers. Tickets are $10 a piece, and you can get 10 for you can get 12 for $100. And all the proceeds, the proceeds from this go to the Military Order of the Purple Heart, our local chapter. So I encourage you to go down there, take a look at this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful revolver. You can't buy them anymore. They don't ship them back. I don't even think they make them anymore, but you can't buy them because of all of our laws they have. So you have to buy it from an individual, and this is his individual firearm. Mm-hmm. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Give him a call, 222-8222. Okay. Our guests today are from Simpson University. We've been talking to Wayne Harris. He heads up the culinary services out there at Simpson University. Yeah. One of the things that you have, the dining center offers everything, gluten-free, vegan, vegetarian, and lactose-free.
Absolutely. It's quite a challenge, but we're seeing more and more people who are becoming aware of how food is affecting them. So we try and make an offering to everybody. We do a lot of gluten-free stuff. We're seeing more people with celiac disease come through, more students, more people who just do not want to eat gluten anymore because of the way it makes them feel. Lactose, the same thing, you know. So at every meal, we have a gluten-free, a vegan, a vegetarian offering.
People coming in from all over the world go to school here, too.
Correct.
Right? So you find different types of menus, or do they just love coming in and having hamburgers?
You know, we do hamburgers, and we do the basics, but we also offer a variety of experiences. We do a very international menu. We do what's called a five-week cycle menu. So our menu cycles every 5 weeks. You can come in for one meal for lunch, and it'll be kind of an Italian-style theme, and then dinner that night may be Mexican. It may be Indian. depending on where we hit on our cycle menu. So, yeah.
We should go there for lunch someday.
Well, you can.
Just out of the blue. Hey, let's go to Simpson for lunch.
And because you can, right?
It's a lot of fun.
People can go. I mean, you don't have to be a resident of Simpson or working there. You can just go out there and have lunch there.
Absolutely. And
blow
it's
people's
a great
minds.
Value. The value is phenomenal when you get out there and you experience it. So,
well, how much is it?
It's for lunch is $7. That's all you can
eat
for $7.
All you can eat for $7.
$7.
Well, you shouldn't have just made that announcement around here. There go all of our producers are heading out there. We know where they're going
to
be.
I was a little afraid to, but
okay. So, how much for breakfast?
Breakfast is $6.95. So it's
about $7.
$7. Yeah. So it's all about $7.
So it's like a buffet you go through and pick up.
A buffet. And we have just an example for a lunch. We have a 7-item buffet. We have a sandwich bar where you can also take those sandwich things and make paninis. We have panini grills. We have a hamburger French fry bar. And we also have a display area that we do every meal where we'll actually do some display cooking. We have it set up and we'll make things to order for people. We do pad thai. Some really nice chicken quesadillas, a variety of dishes like that. We do fall bars and different things. So over there,
okay.
So you can actually see somebody cook your food right in front of you for lunch also.
Wow.
Well, great. You've been listening to this is Wayne Harris, Executive Chef, Director of Dining Services. We're talking about Simpson University this morning.
Different
not just that college on the hill. There's all kinds of things that we're finding that are for us unfolding as well. And we, of course, here on KCNR, want to share that with our listeners as far as what does Simpson University have to offer? Yes, education, but there's so many other things involved with the university.
Do you can you have like parties out there?
Oh, we have parties out there. We do a lot of
catering.
We do a ton of catering. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And so some of the – we were actually on preferred provider list for Turtle Bay, McConnell Foundation, Shasta First Five. We do most of their events.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Women's Fund.
We did.
Do you do the luncheon, little box luncheons?
We do the box luncheons.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
We just did a function Wednesday for the Women's Fund in McConnell. Yeah.
Oh,
we
did fabulous.
You guys obviously do good work.
We do we feed the volunteers at the One Safe Place Crab Feed. So all the volunteers that are in the back, we're feeding them in the back while they're taking care of the
That's huge crab feed. You know, we love that.
They're not eating crab?
No. Well, we do clam chowder. We have the best clam chowder in town, by the way. We do clam chowder for them. We usually do some turkey croissants and stuff like that. A little bit of a departure from the crab for them, so they have a nice little variety.
Well, I'm excited about this.
We're talking to Wayne Harris.
New face.
Who is Executive Chef and Director of Dining Services out at Simpson. Wayne, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is, we're going to come out there and try it.
Yes, please do.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's move on to our Simpson University Conference Services. Paul Davis, who's the Conference Service Manager. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, you've been so patient. You missed it. Okay. Conference Center Services. Share with us, mission statement, what it is that you do.
So we have a wide variety of facilities on campus, and so we can accommodate large meetings, banquets, those kind of activities, and then smaller boardroom-style meetings. We have classrooms. Obviously, we partner with Chartwell's for events, do catering on campus and off-campus events as well. So there's a whole variety of things that we do on campus and off campus for the community.
On campus and off campus. Well, tell us a little bit about your history and how you came about being now in the position you are with Simpson. What brought you into conference services?
Well, I came to Simpson back when Simpson College back in 1996 as a student, and then when I graduated, they offered me a position in the conference services department, and I started as the coordinator, and then I worked in the position that I have now. So I've been there for quite a while. I have a great history with the school and watched this department really grow and blossom and be a vital resource on campus.
Okay, it's not just Simpson stuff. I mean, it's kind of like where Wayne was. You all branch out. So there's a lot of different groups that come through Simpson. Is that correct?
Yes. So locally in the community, like one of our favorites is the Good News Rescue Mission. You know, they're on campus. College Options. Which they do. They host a lot of great events on site. With, you know, Kindergarten Day, 1,200 kindergartners on campus. You know, visiting fire trucks and different services.
1,200 kindergartners.
Just a great day.
We'll get to ED here in a second about that. Must be a lot of fun trying to keep those guys rounded up, huh?
Yes, I bet you they're good at standing in line though.
And in events like Junior Day, getting prospective students on a college campus, giving them tours, helping them understand how important education is. Those are, you know, some local events, but we have countless other events on campus. People use this for large meetings and small meetings as well.
When else do you do the wedding show there?
The wedding show, that's a great event. That's a huge
bridal show. Is it the wedding show or the bridal show?
Well, the bridal show. It's
Don
in January.
Schulman.
Yeah,
Don Schulman
puts
that
on.
I mean, he just loads that place
up
with people.
He loves doing it at Simpson.
He really likes working with
He's tried other places, but he loves being out at Simpson because you, and that's important about how the vendors are treated, how you treat the people putting on the show. So that's a testament right there.
So how many people do you cycle through there, you think, a year? How many events?
Well, for the community, close to about 100 community events a year, and we're about a little over 3,000 internally events. So that's a large amount of people flowing.
So could you host like a you know, like a banquet type thing?
Right. We'll do like recently this past week we did the KVAP fundraising banquet on campus, and so we've done the morning the Businessman's Connection breakfast. We had the former Navy SEAL. Chad Williams, he wrote the book Seal of God. He spoke at the event. It was an incredible, incredible event to have.
You know, I wish we had known that.
500 people show up.
There probably was a press release. We might have been in travels or something, but that's exciting.
How many people can you host in a dinner or a banquet?
We're about the 400 person, you know, comfortably in our gymnasium.
And that includes serving them, right?
Yeah, full catering that we have on site.
Okay, so I mean, so they don't have to go through a buffet line. It's just they're sitting at the table and they get served.
We can do both. We can do buffet style or
served. Yeah. Have stage there for your speakers or dioceses or
everything.
The whole shooting match.
And we work with a local vendor, Net Sound, John Thompson, who does our sound for us. A real professional, really top notch.
Hey, we're talking to our, you know, the ones that kind of have the guts of Simpson University in their hands. We're talking to Wayne Harris, and he is blown out of here. He's on a bicycle. Does he ride out there every day?
He does.
And because he rode in here on his bicycle.
Yeah.
So he rides to Simpson and back every day, huh?
He does.
And
I think he had a pink helmet on.
He does have the pink helmet.
He had a pink helmet. I thought that was so cool. And he parked his bike out. He said, where can I park? Bring it in, bud.
Bring it in, yeah. Don't leave it out here.
You've been here and talking about Paul Davis. You've just been here. We'll talk a little bit more about the conference service manager and Simpson University conference services after the break.
You know, the other thing, too, I have to ask is, you know, it's not everybody that gets to deliver their child. And was that planned?
It was not. It was not. Well,
the baby was planned. The delivery was not.
Was that at home?
At home.
And it was like, we don't have time to go to the hospital. That's it.
That's happening.
Wow.
And you know, this portion of the show has been brought to you. You know, I guess it kind of falls into Redding Crackmaster windshield repair. You know, if you've got a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 inches or 2 feet in length, you've got, you know, Redding Crackmaster windshield repair guarantees his work. You know, when you get those little chips and a cold air hits it from the air conditioner. I don't know how it got into this.
I have no idea.
I am so sorry. Wow. But I'm in it now. So it's located at 3208 South Market Street. He does a guarantee that the glass will keep it. We'll be back after these messages.
Yes.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at RiddingCCW.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Redding. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoat. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is, 8:35 in the morning, May the 23rd, 68 degrees out there, going up to 92 today. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Get into our chat room and such. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. You know, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. It's man's last stronghold. It is the Cheers of barbershops.
8:35 in the morning.
It's off of Athens Avenue.
Yeah, the great guys. What are they called? Tim and the Man in Black.
Tim DC is the father. Tim's the son. And the Man in Black.
Okay, like that.
Yeah, he remains nameless.
It's 8:35 in the morning, and we're here with a group of gentlemen from Simpson University. We've been talking to Paul Davis, who's the conference service manager. We did have a phone call at the break there asking if you can do a conference on, let's say he wants to put a conference together. It's Paul Preston, who does our show here from 9 to 12 live on KCNR. He wants to do a conference on Benghazi and then called and said, yes, you can do that. You have the capability of putting something like that together.
For just a conference, like a bunch of people sitting around, how many people can you seat?
Well, we have one of our large venue is 1,400, and then we have our smaller, lecture hall, 140 people, all the way down to the classrooms that are 40 people. So, really a wide range, whatever your needs are.
That's interesting. A lot of parking, too, out there.
Definitely. Ample parking.
Okay. Paul, there's... We were kidding you during the break about taking care of your latest child, and after I completely screwed up our commercial there. So what do you think? Where's Simpson going with this? Are you going to continue to expand? Bring in more events like this?
Yeah, with the growth of the campus, with our science and nursing building being built, that really frees up other classrooms and other spaces. So again, we benefit from that. The growth really benefits us, and we're definitely our location and our service are what's our selling point. Really, people want to come out of the city and come up here, get away, and from the Bay Area, Sacramento, all over that come for the summers.
How much does it cost? What are your costs? Would you say?
You know, it depends anywhere from $55 to $65 a day, and that would be for food, a night's stay, and use of facilities. I mean, that's just a screaming
deal. I'm sorry, no. So for $55, is that a $55 a day and the use of the facility? Is that $55 for like a meal? Or
three meals a day, a night's stay, and the use of the facilities.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an incredible deal.
And you can stay there on campus.
We have our resident halls.
Especially during the summer.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's an for example, we have a group coming in tomorrow for the three-day weekend, and there'll be about 300 people here Saturday through Monday.
What's the conference on?
It's a big Chinese family camp. So they're all from the Bay Area and the Chinese Sacramento, all coming up to have a big family camp. So.
See, okay, this is fantastic. I'm learning things. So you could have a conference. It's from 50 to 300 people, let's say. Stay for $55 a person on campus, have your meals, and have the event. That's just, wow, folks.
What about just if you wanted to do like 1,400 people and just say, hey, this is we want the conference room. We want to hold a conference here. We're going to have 1,000 people.
Right. So events like that, again, there's a lot of variables with your with your menu, with what you need, you know, sound-wise, technology-wise.
What if it wasn't just – it wasn't food. It was like, hey, you're going to come in here. We're going to bring
for
them in
here. For a 2-hour conference.
We're going to give a talk and on this. It goes like from 8 till noon.
Yeah. For the most of the time, if you're using our main large building for a conference of 1,000 people or more, usually it's around $1,500 roughly. Again, really affordable in town.
Wow.
We're one of the biggest venues in town besides the Civic Center.
Oh, gosh. Okay. That's wonderful news to out.
Okay. Our guest has been Paul Davis, who is a conference service manager. How do they get a hold of you, Paul?
They can contact my direct line, which is the 226-4719, or just send me an email at pdavis@simpsonu.edu.
Okay. All right. Now, hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Paul.
Great information.
Okay, now we're talking to E.D. Schneider, Director of Auxiliary Services. What is exactly is Auxiliary Services? Yeah, and good morning. Thanks
good morning to both of you. Thank you so much for hosting us here. And we truly do want to be Simpson University in Reading. As most of the co-workers you've talked to already, Paul and Wayne, we are members that contribute to our community and believe in our community here at Simpson. And Auxiliary Services serves the university in three real facets. One is our mail and copy services. So we mail all the packages, deliver all the packages, make sure places communication gets where it needs to go, get all those dreaded finals copied for the students, all those things. But we also can mail packages for anybody that's in the neighborhood, anybody that wants to come by. And we do it at a cheaper rate than you might find at UPS or FedEx. And we deliver it. You just walk in, and then you can go to our our dining center and get a meal. And it works out well for some of our guests in the vineyard, some of the local communities. The other would be our conference services. And Paul, my coworker, does really well at meeting the client's needs. That's the one thing that sets us apart from other places is our services above and beyond what people expect. And you guys have witnessed some of that or at least experienced some of that from what you've heard around town. And then finally is our campus safety and security that we do. And that's our life safety, OSHA standards, and then finally the physical security of the campus.
Well, you know, and that was one of our main reasons to have you come on and talk. You know, this is a national question going on now. I don't want to use the word crisis because people can pump this up into so many different things about sexual assault and all these things on campuses, and how safe our campuses and all this. But this is the year that people are getting ready to send their daughters and sons off to school. And every year about this time, everybody's excited. But there should be some things you're telling your kids when they leave to go to school. What are some of those things, E.D.?
Well, when you're looking at choosing an institution of higher education, you need to look at the overall safety of the institution. So you can go online and look at their crime stats. This is typically referred to as the Cleary crime stats. And those are mandated by the Department of Education on what we have to publish, what dictates what crimes do occur on the campus. And then that gives you an idea of what's occurring near the campus or on the campus. The other aspects you look at are there's card access to the resident halls? Are they activated where you can only get in with a card that's been dictated to have access to that resident hall versus a key versus a door being propped? And you might even look at other sprinklers.
What's safer, the card or the key?
The card access, because you can eliminate that card if it gets lost in the system, if somebody loses it, if it's stolen,
you can just
eliminate
it right there,
right from the technology, and it's gone.
So each person has their own, each resident has their own little ID. So it would mean.
Yeah, just like you have for a motel.
Correct. Yeah, so you just would, like you just swipe it in front and then you can go on. And so you can regulate who comes in and who does not come in. You look at surveillance cameras or video cameras being in place. From there, door alarms, our emergency exits at our resident halls are all alarmed, so they're not propped, and so we don't have people coming in from those side doors without knowledge, you know. And it's a local alarm, and so it allows us to monitor and gauge who should have access, who shouldn't.
Well, people might hear little beep, beep, beep sounds in our place and because the door's open right now, but we have, every time a door opens in our facility, an outside door coming in, it beeps. So we all know if somebody's walking in. Sometimes people are in here by themselves, and they need to know that.
Well, these alarms are loud enough that I'll get a phone call within about 10 seconds because they will disrupt the whole resident hall to let people know
that's
that.
That's good. That somebody came through the side door because they're sneaking in.
Something's not right.
Something's not right.
You know, maybe there was a contractor that went out the wrong door. Maybe there was a guest, a family. Oftentimes family comes in and is like, hey, that's the closest door. And it can say emergency exit only, and it can have all the bells and whistles. I see a door. I'm going for the door. We get that call, and then we investigate and go through that process.
I think
that
when a door opens up and they do something like that, you should spray them with purple paint. So you can identify who did it. What do you think? Campus assault. Obviously, since you're in charge of campus security, you probably read a lot of statistics. Do y'all talk to each other across? I mean, you must have some kind of clearinghouse that tells you things that are happening.
We do. And so some of the partnerships that we've developed is with our student development team. And these are people that are responsible for the growth of the students. They develop the students. And we work very closely with them on how do we navigate when these assaults or when can we train? What tools can we give? And so what we've done for the last couple of seasons, we've actually partnered with One Safe Place. And they come and they do what we call our Ladies Night Out. So every September, early October, after the students have gotten settled into the academic year, kind of gotten started, we come in and we just recharge them with One Safe Place, giving them this is what you can do to protect yourselves, whether you're at Simpson, going home, in town, wherever you're at. And then I come up and I'm kind of the heavy and I go straight bold. And this is how you protect yourself, some self-defense that you can give yourselves. We give whistles to all of our female students that come to Simpson. And again, you say whistle. What do you mean by whistle? Well, whistle draws attention. And if I feel like I'm being violated, if I feel like there's harm my way, I can draw attention. And usually the bad guy is not going to want attention drawn to him. The other thing is the whistle goes wherever you're at. I tell parents all the time. I give them to moms. I'm just like, hey, you're at home and you're going in and somebody, a transient, comes up and wants money. You don't feel comfortable. You blow that whistle. They're not going to want to stand there and argue with you about the money. They're going to say, why are you drawing attention? I should back away. And so the whistle becomes part of the process that we give them. And then we go through giving them those little tools, being aware of their surrounding, having their keys ready. Always have your keys ready when you get to your car.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break and let's go on, and then we'll come back to this. This is really important things you should be telling your kids anyway. Mm-hmm. I always like the thing, you know, for me, it's, you know, you have people always in condition yellow when they're out, which is a military term, but also in a personal defense that you're not just walking around, hit me. One of those things. You've always be watching. And women should be really good at this. They think asymmetrically anyway, but more so than men. Because of just the fact they're in many cases smaller. They can be tougher, but they're a little bit smaller. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. When I called you late last night, you see, I was falling into love. Yes, I was crashing into love.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
We've all become familiar with the lack of representation from our federal and state government, but shouldn't it be different with our local officials?
Hi, I'm Butch Schaefer, running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 5. If you're frustrated with the lack of response and representation from your local government official, with your vote, I will change that. I will work to streamline county fees to make new jobs available through small businesses, not more government, and increase safety through law enforcement and fire protection.
On the 3rd of June, I'm voting for Butch Schaefer for Supervisor District 5. Hi, I'm Gary Cressy. I've lived and worked in the Reading area since 1952. I've never met a more qualified candidate than Butch Schaefer. 12 years on the City Council in Anderson, 3 terms as mayor, 15 years on the Anderson Fire District Board, former president of the California State Marshals Association, currently on the Anderson Union High School School Board. Ethics and honesty are Butch Schaefer's rules of life. Please vote for Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5. Thank you.
I'm Butch Schaefer, a man of the people, asking for your vote for Supervisor District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. On this Friday, we're having a war of headphones here. 8:50 in the morning. How are you today? 70 degrees in the downtown studios. And it looks like we're going to have a partly sunny day with temperatures around 92, mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 62. The forecast this weekend calls for high tomorrow's temperatures reaching around 93. And then on Sunday, it's sunny with 94. The evenings look mostly clear with 61 and Sunday night 59. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You don't have to go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue. They're having a huge sale down there, huge sale, Memorial Day sale. 3 days of sales, and you can't find a Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda at this place during this weekend, you aren't trying. You are that same person that can't find the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival in Happy Valley if you're on Happy Valley Road, because these guys down there and men and women at Redding Crown Motors can do it for you. They will give you the best deal possible on any type of new car, truck, or SUV or previously owned right there at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a chance. Head on down there. Give them a call, 223-217.
And our guest this morning, we have had for the last hour and the next 10 minutes will be our, we've had Paul Davis, we've talked to Wayne Harris, and now we are talking about campus safety with ED, I want to call you Ed, but it's ED, Schneider, Director of Auxiliary Services, and we've been talking about the safety on Simpson, on the campus. What kind of, do you guys carry guns or other weapons?
No, all of our officers that are full-time employed by the university, even including myself, are trained by the state. We have what we call our guard card, or the Bureau of Safety and Security training. We do carry pepper spray. We can have handcuff. And really what that says is that we can make a citizen's arrest. Just as much as you could, we just answer to a little different calling and are held a different accountability if we do make that decision. to do that. So what we've intentionally developed is a relationship with the city of Reading, either Reading Fire Department, Mercy, or even the Reading Police Department for any of our emergency needs, to always make sure that we appropriately engage with them and use them as our liaison when any incident comes. And our relationship with all three has been phenomenal. The Reading Police Department loves our campus. It's a quiet campus. You can do some reports there. You can come out and just see what's going on, engage with our students, and you know the quality of student you're going to engage with is going to be appropriate and to a standard that's somewhat professional. And so our staff is even a touch above that. We just recently hired a retired Reading police officer to come work for us, and he's been phenomenal. We have a great coordinator in this area, and we are always looking what best practices are, what the culture of our institution is, and how do we mend those together, and what can we dovetail to make sure we have a service. We really are service, but at the same time, we have to be eyes and ears. And so we train our students, we train our female students to always be our eyes and ears for us. And so what we do is what we call the Hawkeye program. And within that program, people give us a call. Our mascot's the Red Hawk. Be our Hawkeyes. And we'll get a call. Hey, I saw this individual on campus. I don't think they belong here. Can you come check it out for us? And we'll go check it out. It might be a person coming to use our dining center. It might be a person that doesn't belong. When you have free services like a library, when you have free services where you can get air conditioning, we have transients that come in. They don't belong. And our Hawkeyes look
out for us. You can move them out because this is private. This isn't like the county library.
Yeah, no, this is private, and you don't belong here. And we will have some discussions, deep discussions with those people that we cannot provide those services for them. And eventually they will get it. And sometimes they have to go home with a trespass warning.
Well, you've been listening to Edie Schneider, who is with our Simpson University campus safety. And Edie, we've asked everybody else about their background and what got them, you know, how did you start off with safety? How did you tell us a little bit about your background and then getting into working with Simpson?
So I arrived as a wee lad in, I think, 1992. I met my wife. The Lord blessed me with my wife. And graduated, offered me a job. Sorry, I get a little emotional about that.
That's so cool.
And they
that's
offered
true.
Me.
That's real stuff right there.
Linda makes me cry sometimes.
Yeah. So they decided that they wanted to go security. And I had proven myself as a good steward. And I was hired. And from there, I've held multiple positions, worked my way up, and got to this level of being a director. Along the way, I have a idea of continuous improvement. And so I've trained myself, I've trained my staff to say, this is not acceptable. We need to go to what's acceptable, continuously improving within that. And one of the things we do uniquely for our family is we adopt a floor or two. This last year we adopted 60 female students, 60, where they got snacks, they got food, all those good things that we could help support them with and try to give them a home. Because the reason why is I have 3 daughters. And let's be honest, someday somebody's going to have to mentor them. And so I said, if we can pour into these girls each year, eventually they'll say, I can pour into somebody else.
Wow. So you pay it forward.
We do pay it forward. We believe in our community.
Yeah.
So
when you say you adopted 60, this is up personally, your family did that?
Personally.
You adopted 60 girls that you were going to make sure that they were provided for when it came to lunches.
When they have pumpkin carving, do you know how many children do not get to experience pumpkin carving?
No.
To me, it's American tradition.
Yes.
Last year, we had 15 girls that had never done that in their lives, never offered in their homes. Come to our house, pumpkin. Do your laundry at our house. Get a home-cooked meal. Come over and watch TV. Come over and engage with our children. Have family game night. So we do those things intentionally to give them those opportunities. We give them snacks. We celebrate birthdays. We go over to them. They invite us over. Hey, we're going to have a snack night. We bring snacks over. We engage with them. And so it is a pay it forward, not only for ourselves, but also for those students and then back to my children. So
that's cool. So you're teaching your children what it is to be of service.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's light in that. There's real a connection to the light side of life when you do these things.
Yeah. And it's a recognition that we need to be connected as humans.
Yes.
And along those way, what happens is they then say, I do truly value them. I value safety. I value security. And I engage with them and ask them, hey, are you being appropriate? Are you watching yourselves when you go into town? Are you making wise decisions when you go out on dates? Are you allowed to, you know, establish those boundaries that will protect you and your integrity? And so now they see me not just as the guy that says yes or no. They see me as a guy that truly cares. So, In 2 weeks, I get to officiate a wedding of one of the girls we adopted 3 years ago. So, again, this is this some of the fun things that we have in our lives. And on the side, I get to coach soccer locally, and we just finished up with a team party last night. I'm like, this is a great place. Simpson University, 1992. I could not imagine having the impact I have here now if it wasn't for that decision. So.
Well, well, isn't that, don't you feel like
all three of y'all,
the love and the passion that these three gentlemen have for fellow man,
right,
and the love of the University of Simpson University, and what Simpson has done, the platform that Simpson has, and the fellowship that Simpson has.
Also, the city and the area that we live here. In Reading and Shasta County and all that. So that's great. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks,
for coming
guys.
In. We
thanks
really, so really appreciate
way
that.
Way to close a Friday before Memorial Day with love in our hearts and gratefulness for our community and our Casey and our family.
Remind everybody that today Mike Whaley's services will be out at Igo Cemetery about 9:30. I'm going to try and run out there as fast as I can after the show. Also, Memorial Day services, 11 o'clock out at Anderson Cemetery, 11 o'clock at the down at McDonough Chapel at 5:55 out at Northern California Veterans Cemetery, and also Conical, the movie at 2 p.m. on Sunday at Cascade Theater, the documentary following up Restrepo, where we'll have one of our own men that fought in those battles and is back here in town going to school, is also part of this movie at 2 p.m. I'll call Cascade Theater for tickets. If you've been trying to get a hold of me via email, good luck, because it says Yahoo keeps telling me that the mail is down and has been down for a long time. On Monday, Patrick Jones will be joining us. To be talking about what he sees as vision for Reading. We need that. We need vision. We'll see what he has to say. Happy birthday week to you, honey.
It's been a great week, and thank you. Oh, thank Frank Rose, if you're listening to this, thank you for the big card. And thank you, everybody, for your wonderful Facebook comments and your calls on Wednesday. That was so fun. You made my day. You made my week. You've made my year. Just the outpouring of love and fun and just a great community. We're so blessed.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And all the good guys live up here in the North State.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Linda Kenyon in Washington. Fire officials say a wildfire in a scenic Arizona canyon south of Flagstaff is now 5% contained and continues to spread. At a town hall meeting last night, Chief Danny Montoya says that the backfires firefighters have been setting appear to be working.
The risk right now to Kachina Village in Mountain Air and Highlands is significantly reduced as a result of us putting in this backstop.
The fire is still at least 3 miles from two residential areas where 3,200 people have been warned to prepare for possible evacuations. Also at SRNNews.com, sales of U.S. homes, new homes, recovered in April after slumping in the previous 2 months.
The Commerce Department says sales of new homes went up 6.4% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 433,000. That compares with a revised annual pace of 407,000 in March, when purchases fell almost 7%.